Okay, let's look. I want to thank first the Parnosim, the Parnas of the month, Penny Schwartz, and the Mishpoch, El Zech, and Ishmael, Shvachal Gittel Bas, and Naftali, and Nisham Shalali, and the family Simcha Naches, and the Parnas Hayom, Sheldon Shabsi, and Rachel Lerner, Lilu Nishmas, Avram Ben Masuda, for the Yardside, and Nisham Shalali, and the Simcha Naches, and Bracha. We have the schus to be learning the Yoshe Devayem is to understand on our level what the whole Inyan of Shabbos is in our lives. What is the Avodah of Shabbos? All of the Melachas of Shabbos, the Isser of the Lamtes Melachas, all the Rises, all the Rabbanans, all the Tefillas, everything of Shabbos, everything on Shabbos can only be understood in light of this mitzvah that's changing in our lives when we come to Shabbos, this aliyah that's taking place. So up to Ois Mem Zayin, we're learning Yoshe Devayemes. Should take probably, hopefully we'll be able to finish by next time, the Yoshe Devayemes. And what we're learning is that Shabbos, where we ended by the end of Mem Vav, was that Shabbos is a lashon of Hashava, of everything returning, where the Sheirish is Meir al Ha'anafim. That's the teaching of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, we learn the Marshal of the Father and the Son, and the Son returning to the Father, and being Mizdabek in the Father, when the Father is Meir upon him. Every Shabbos, the Sheirish of all existence, that Machshava Keduma, that thought of creation is shining in the world. Thank you so much. And when the root is shining, and all of the branches are able to experience that aura. So we're up to Ois Mem Zayin. Let's learn inside. Yeah, you should have it. There's what we have on the one that was sent out to you, Moshe David. V'al yidei zeh tovin maimer hazoyer, and that brings us back to the maimer of the Zohar that we began with. This is a good preparation for Lag BaOmer. Roza de Shabbos. Roza de Shabbos, he's Shabbos de Sachadis, Roza de Echad. So now we have a much deeper understanding of what it means that Shabbos is the Roza de Echad. Shabbos is the secret of oneness, of Echad, Roza de Echad. The Sachadis, everything is the Sachadis, Roza de Echad. Everything returns and is reunited. Everything comes back, but Roza de Echad, Shabbos. The Sachadis Kosaya Kira Kadisha Braza De Echad. Shabbos is that this Achdus, this reunion takes place with the Kisya Kovod of Hashem. V'ef Shalofarish Kola Maimer Kiyas Arachainyan. The Tzaddik says it's not possible to explain all of this. Rak Beremez Ma'ad, just a little bit. All that exists is called Hashem's throne. The Kisei of Hashem, upon which Hashem is seated in this world, all that exists is called the Kisei Hashem. K'may shamakos of Hashemayim Kisei. V'abruim hem rabim mitzad chitzoniusam. Now in this world, everything is different. Mitzad chitzonius of all that exists. There are millions and billions of different species of things that exist in Daimem and Tzemer and Chai and Madabra and all levels of existence. And each has its own qualities, its own personality with human beings and characteristics and so on. But mitzad pnimius, everything comes from that one root. Everything comes from that root. Mitzad pnimius hem echad.
And when is that unity, when is that underlying oneness that joins together, that binds together all that exists? On the surface, everything is different. But deep, deep inside, everything returns on Shabbos to that nekuda of machshava achas, ledveikus Hashem zvorach, to dveikus b'Hashem. Nimtza kol megamas chevtzom echad. All that exists has one longing. We do also, we just don't realize all the time, That's what we're going to learn about the Lamatas Malachas. Each one of the Lamatas Malachas, Zareya, Choresh, Koitzer, each one of the Lamatas Malachas is to be able to remove another obstacle that's in the way of our being able to come back to that Nekuda of Echad. We're going to learn how each one is, that area of Malachas is a way of removing that blockage, and how through that Isser Malacha, we're able to clear a certain path, a unique path that's called a path of Zareya, of Charish, of Kotzer, and so on. Each one of the Malachas is a path of how to return to that Rozad Echa, to that one. But we have to remove the Chitzonius of planting. We have to get to what is Zareya in Ruchnius. What does Zareya mean in our relationship with Hashem? What does Kotzer mean, cutting? What does it mean? Boine, Soiser. What do these things mean in our relationship with Hashem? So what we're going to learn throughout all the Lamatas Malachas is that by removing the external physical manifestation of that physical work of planting and plowing, and understanding in Pnimius, what does planting mean? What is Zoraya? Zoraya Tzedakos, Matzmiach Yeshuas. And learning in Pnimius what Zoraya is, and what plowing, and Kotzer, and all the other Lamatas Malachas, cooking, and all the Lamatas Malachas, that by removing the physical manifestation of the 6 days of the week, we don't run away from planting on Shabbos. We don't physically plant on Shabbos. But in Ruchnius, we have to learn what planting means. In Ruchnius. So Shabbos, when we come back to the Kudav Echad, Zareya, planting, is a pathway that leads us back to that point of Hashem's oneness, of everything being Echad, of everything being Tveikus B'Hashem. In this world, there are 39 malachas, there are 39 curses of physical existence, all the tzaras and difficulties and the yisurim that go with having to survive and manage in this world, are the 39 categories of work. Why they learned that from the Mishkan, we're going to talk about for 2 or 3 weeks, why they learned that from the Mishkan. But each one of those is a path. Each one in the Shairish is a way of serving Hashem, each one of the 39 malachas. Once we remove the physical labor of planting, of plowing, once we remove those and we get to the pnimius of what planting means and plowing, then we'll see how all of those 39 malachas bring us to that nekuda of Rozad Echad of Hashem. That's what all the tzaddik is going to begin with, just beremez to explain over here. That's what he's saying. Nimtza kol megamas chevtzam echad. The fact that we learn the 39 malachas from the Mishkan already is telling us, since the Mishkan is the beginning of Kedusha in this world, it's the first building of Kedusha in this world is the Mishkan, and the Beis HaMikdash is modeled after that binyan of the Mishkan, that means that that Kedusha in this world is manifested through the binyan HaMikdash, and it's dafka from there that we learn the 39 malachas. So it can't be that it's just about what not to do on Shabbos. Our problem with Shabbos, the problem that the kids have growing up, is that it seems to them that Shabbos is all about what? Not doing. You can't, you can't, you can't, you can't. Because we were never taught what Zareya means and what Charish means. We're just taught, you can't. When you lived in an agricultural society, these things were much more meaningful. For us, it's mostly there's just annoying prohibitions. Chalila, I don't mean that they're annoying to us, because we are honored to keep Hashem's laws, to keep the halacha. But it's just like why? Why not do these things? You want us to rest? Okay, so why dafka these 39 things? So since those are the 39 malachas of the Mishkan, obviously there are 39 paths to build Kedusha in this world that consist of those 39 malachas. But not the physical work of the schlepping, the planting, and so on, but the pnimius of what Zareya, of what Kaitza, what the malachas are. So through those 39 pathways, we're going to be able to learn how we return to that Rozad Echad, that Machshava Hashem, that tanig, that delight and pleasure that Hashem had when kivyachol he thought of creating the world. Nimsa kol megamas chevtzam echad. On the outside, everything is different, but everything is longing. Everything is longing for that echad, rotzen echad, v'cheshek echad. Deep down, everything that exists has one rotzen and has one cheshek. Everything that exists, inanimate plants, animals, and people, everything. Lihidabik be'echad. The fachlis of everything is lihidabik be'echad. To become attached and bound
to Hashem. Vadvekis hazeh, hi ha-ma'achedes u-mekasheres Hashem es borachim ha-bruim.
And this dvekis, obviously, as human beings, and as not only human beings, but as Jews, who are put in charge of this, of leading the world in this march back to the sheres, to the root of returning to dvekis b'Hashem, that with the balabatim in this world, l'cheyiskayim l'idei Hashem es borach shu echad. Everything exists through Hashem, Echad. V'zeh ha'yiskashus nikra bris. This hiskashus, therefore Shabbos, is called a bris. V'zeh hiskashus nikra bris. Shabbos is called a bris. Bris arlam. Zenikra Shabbos, bris arlam. Sh'ozhu zivuga d'kushabichu shchotei. The bris that we know is the strongest bris in this world is between a husband and wife, between a zacha and a keva. And that's the bris of Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Shechina, which we've spoken a lot about over the years, and we're going to talk more about in our learning here. This zivug of Kodesh Baruch Hu Shechinte, which is what Eishes Chayil is about, and Kim says Chasan Al Kala, the zivug of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shechina, and Knesset Yisrael, the Chasan and the Kala, that bris of a husband and wife, of Chasan and Kala, of Kadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael and the Shechina. Kvar yedata inyan Kodesh Baruch Hu shchinte, shotzaloy Kodesh Baruch Hu nikra elokus ane'elam mehabruim. Kodesh Baruch Hu means elokus, godliness, that is beyond our comprehension. That's called Kodesh Baruch Hu. We don't understand the atmos of Hashem. That's Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ushchinte, and what's the Shechina? Shchinte hi Elokus hashochin betachtoina. The Shechina is Elokus as it's manifested in this world, betachtoina, in all of creation. Biskashu shneim, and this return of the Kala to the Chasan, this reunion of the Bris, which is why the Ikar Oina betamachachem of a husband and wife is on Shabbos, is Friday night, because that's only a reflection of the return of the Chasan and Kala, of them coming back together, the Kala returning and being back with her husband. During the 6 days of the week, there's menias and separation. And the whole Indian of Shabbos is Bris Arlam, Chasan and Kala, Eishes Chal Miyimsa, Kimso is Chasan Al Kala, His Kashus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shechina, His Kashus Shnei Muviyam HaShabbos. And in the context of what we're learning, the connection of the anofim to the shayrish, the reattachment of the branches. The branches, meaning in this world, there are billions and trillions of branches, and everything that exists, all of the branches, everything that exists, are branches that come out from the chasen, from Hashem, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Shechina is in this world, expressed through rocks and tables and us and clouds and trees, the Shechina is all that exists. That return of the Shechina, the Aliyah of the Shechina to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now this takes place in stages through the davening of Friday night and Shachris, Musaf, and Mincha. This Aliyah, this reunion takes place. The highest time is the time of Mincha Shel Shudas. This Mamash the Drake is the highest Yichud of Ato Echad, V'Shimcha Echad, V'Mika Amch Yisrael Goy Echad Baris. It's the strongest Yichud. Is Mincha Shabbos. That's the Yichud, Mincha Shabbos. But the whole Shabbos is this return, the reunion of Chasan Kala and the reenactment of the Bris, which is reflected in the home with the husband and wife, with the Chasan Kala, with the husband and wife. And this is the reconnection or the return of the anofim of the roots, of the branches to the root, that reconnection of the branches and the root. And understand this very well, because this is the Amitas Inyan Shabbos. This is what Shabbos, the emes of what Shabbos is all about. He goes into a diuk in the Zohar Kodesh, which I don't want to just take extra time. Let's turn to Memches. Go to Memches. Nachzel in Yanenu, the very end of Inyan Shabbos. Shinyan Shabbos, Lushim Esgal HaShurish, Vahanofim Chayshkim Elov. The Inyan of Shabbos is that the Shurish is Mizgala, the Shurish is revealed, Kivyochel Hashem's face, Pnei Shabbos Nekablo, the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more openly revealed than any time during the week. And as a result of that, since the root is exposed, the Anofim Choshkim Elav, this isn't even the Neshama Yisayir on Shabbos, the Anofim, the branches are filled with a Cheshik, a Choshkim Elav. If there are any of you that learn Sfasemes Keseda, then you know that kimat every piece in the Sfasemes, he ends talking about Shabbos. And almost every piece in the Sfasemes is explaining this Nakuda. In the Parashiyos and the Yom Tovim, almost every piece in the Sfasemes. This is the Nakuda of Sfasemes. Shem Yishmu, but especially the Sfasemes. Parashiyos Emor, if you look in Tofresh Memches, for example, if you look Tofresh Memches and Sfasemes and Parashiyos Emor, there the Sfasemes, everything he says in Tofresh Memches, Emor v'amarta and Parsha, you'll see it's this nakuda of what the Yeshiva Remes is explaining. Coming back to that echad, and that's why there's Emor v'amarta l'nefesh l'yitam v'amav, that all the tumah is only on the surface, l'nefesh l'yitam v'amav. That's why he says Emor v'amarta l'hazek k'tayim g'day l'maktanim. The whole explanation there is what the tzaddik is talking about of what Shabbos is. And that's why the Sfasemes and many of the tzaddikim, the Talmid Baal Shem, in their Torahs, they Shabbos, everything in the Torah is Shabbos. But especially the Sfasemes, Shabbos is a very Shabbos, the Kesefa. The Sfasemes is almost every piece. Which, Bandav M'choshkim Elov, U'shuka Zu Hi Ma'achta. This shuka that they all share in common is what binds them together. It's like you have a billion pieces, and then the magnet like turns around. And all of these pieces have metal in them. That's the Nakuda Velokus, the Machshava of Hashem. All of them have that. And then on Shabbos, the magnet faces all the billions of pieces that have each one little pieces of metal. And then all of the everything comes back together. Chukazu. We learned this in the first shiur by the Aruch Haim HaKadosh. And you know that Vayichal, Vayichul was a lashon of kalus hanefesh, of longing. Vayichul was Shamayim Baras V'chol Tzva means all that existed on Shabbat, all that exists is filled with a longing. Vayichul is a lashon of kalus hanefesh. Nichsefa become kalus hanefesh. Kalus is from the word kalus hanefesh, a craving, a yearning of the soul. And that everything on Shabbos realizes that all of a sudden everything that exists is part of that great migration back, that return back to Echad. That's what he's explaining. It's this Vayichul, it's this Kalus HaNefesh. That Nakuda that's inside all that exists of Hashem's original thought of creation, which on Shabbos is the root is exposed, is revealed. And the second that happened, it's like in the Marshal of the Baal Shem Tov, the little boy sees his father. The boy was dragging around, but then, and he was lost, and then he sees his father, and he runs back to his father. So all of creation has that in common, that return. Ki hu kilo haya Hashem is baruch levado. And on Shabbos, it's as if it comes back to that mitzvah of v'nizgav Hashem levado, like when Mashiach will be here. V'yomar Hashem echad u'shma echad. It doesn't mean when we say Hashem echad, it doesn't mean that nothing else will exist. The same way that everything exists now, we'll have a world when Mashiach comes as well. The world will be here, but Hashem echad means that nakuda inside of us, that piece of metal that pulls us to that echad will no longer be covered by layers and layers and layers that are blocking between the magnet and the metal. The layers are going to be taken away. And that we yom shekul l'shabbos anuch l'chayalom. Ki Elohim einam choshkim rak l'Hashem Yisbarach, u'betelem mimelachtam b'tanugim shelchol. And therefore, like that little boy that was dragging around and was lost and got busy with all kinds of other things, and he didn't know where he was, and then he saw his father, he drops what he's doing and he runs to his father. So we have the 39 malachas, and we drop our malachas. We drop all of those malachas. Ubetalem mimelachta. Everything that exists, this goes back to our conversations in Halacha about Shabbos being not just a Shabbos of the Gavra, you remember? But a Shabbos of the world. The world itself experiences Shabbos. We're not zoche to see with our eyes, as the Yismach Moshe explained, and the Virchaim Rav Tzadikim, that we're not zoche to see this with our physical oigen, with our eyes. But the truth is that all of a creation drops what it's doing.
And
all the tanugim of chol, all of the things that the pleasures and the occupations and preoccupations of the 6 days of the week, shem chutz mizeh. And again, each one of the 39 malachis is to force us to let go of that physical manifestation of that mitzvah that is keeping us from running back into Hashem's arms. So if a person is Mechal Shabbos, is not keeping the 30th the Melacha, the Isur Melacha, he's not able to get to Hashem, he's not able to get back to the root. He's blocked from getting to the root. That's why he explains now. So every Shabbos is this Nizgav Hashem Levado, Hashem's alone, one. And this is a remez to what's going to be when Mashiach comes. The sixth millennium of history, and then will come Shabbos. The remez al Aleph Hashvi, im yitz Hashem shiyeh kein bli hafsik. And therefore, we can understand the greatness of Shabbos. And it's only through Shabbos that all worlds can exist, as we learned from Rechaim at the beginning. And that's why the person who doesn't believe in Shabbos, a person who's koifer b'Shabbos, is Chazal tell us is koifer b'chol haTorah kula, and that's the Pesach Halach in the Rambam and in Shulchan Aruch. A person who's koifer b'Shabbos is koifer b'chol haTorah kula. Now, what exactly does it mean in Halach for a person to be koifer b'Shabbos? Most people that are not koifer, they just don't know anything. To be a koifer b'Shabbos is really madrega of knowing. But a person who is knowingly and willingly koifer b'Shabbos is koifer b'chol haTorah kula. Because since Shabbos is the Raza De'achat, Shabbos is the root. If you cut away the root, then the branches die. Without Shabbos, there's no Yiddishkeit. There is no Yiddishkeit without Shabbos. Anybody who became not Shomer Shabbos, it was just a matter of time. The Yiddishkeit doesn't go on. Yiddishkeit can't exist without Shabbos. Shabbos is the Shorish, is the Raza De'achat, and if you detach the branches from the root, the branches die. If you take a Jew away from Shabbos, eventually that Jew the Yiddishkeit doesn't continue. It can't. A koifer b'Shabbos is koifer b'chol haTorah kula. A mekayim Shabbos, and a person who's mekayim Shabbos, is kilu is mekayim kol haTorah kula. O kvar yedata v'shamata, you already know, and you've already heard. Shetomid k'may shayeh pam echad. This we've learned many times over the years. That which took place, that which Hashem brought about at the beginning, even by when Pesach happened, when Shavuos happened, so it's by Yom Ha'im, Zman Hazeh. K'may Shohaya, Shetomid K'may Shohaya Pam Echad Mis'ar Bo'is Hazman Tomid. That every year when it comes to Pesach, there's a Hisarvus, there's the awakening, and the materialization of that aura of Pesach every year when it comes to that time of Pesach. And so, of course, it is v'frapin yom Shabbos. And so it is every single week when it comes to Shabbos. Muchroch li'eskei. For those of you who have the Nahari edition, you see that for every word here, there's like a couple of thousand things going on from all the Svarim. We don't have time, we're just doing it quickly. Every single thing here is all filled with Maharals and Halshachs and Rambams and Rambans and Kuzris and Kisveri and the Zohar Kaddish. Every single thing is. But we just try to get a little bit. B'fat bin yom Shabbos mochuch liyaskein ki b'tuva mechadish b'chol yom tomed ma'ase bereishis. Ki b'tuva mechadish b'chol yom tomed ma'ase bereishis. Because creation is taking place every day and every moment, and therefore, this week, Parshas Emor Tavshin Pei Aleph, when it comes to the Zman, it's Shabbos. And whatever was at the beginning is happening now. B'chol yom nivra yom echad, v'nivra b'ur b'chol yom idomim tzimeh chai medaber. And every single day of the 6 days of the week, each thing that's created is re-infused with that metzias, that creation, ad b'yom ha-Shabbos, until it comes to Shabbos. Umis oira ha-mokar, litein chiyus lahem. And every week Shabbos, as we learned at the beginning from Rechaim, is misoira ha-mokar, that mokar, everything returns to the machshava rishona, to that mokar, to the source, to the root, litein chiyus lahem. And therefore, as we learned from Rechaim, the world can only start again because of Shabbos. Otherwise, the world would not have a king. The world wouldn't have life. Because what was at the beginning, when Hashem thought of creation, every single week, that's what happens again. That machshava is again, every single week. And that's what gives life to all that exists. Hashem's thought. Liten chi is lahem kamei shohei beis habriya. Vinyin zeh hu amkuz godol v'kama svarim aleim yizeh. This is a very deep thing. And there are many svarim that are filled with this inyan. And in the Shlo Kodesh Marach B'Zamari, then over here he brings a lot of the Lashonis of the Shlo. Over Pardes, and the Pardes Rimonim from the Ramak, over Pardes HaKodesh, he speaks about this at length. Klal Ha'olam. But we are going to learn one little piece of the Zohar, the Kovid Lag Ba'omer. We'll learn in a minute something from the Zohar Kodesh, which he brings. Klal Ha'olam, Sh'yom HaShabbos, Yom Kodesh. The Klal is, Shabbos is Yom Kodesh, Shemeyur, Mezgala, Behirus, Mikodesh. Where there is revealed and shining a behirus, a clarity that comes from that beginning, mikodesh. Shu Hashem is baruch, kadosh hakadoshim, umeir al kol habruim, umeir al kol habruim. And this light illuminates all that exists and gives chiyus to all that exists. The ikar of this chiyus is al amu Yisrael. Kizeh soid prisas sukas shalom. This is the sod of what we say by Kabbalah Shabbos, ufreis aleinu sukas rachmem chayim v'shalom. Or nashkenaz ufreis aleinu sukas shlemech. This is the sod of prisas sukas shalom. Kisuka, we'll see I'll read to you a little bit from the Zohar. You have these, we have to read together. Kisuka writes aleinu yiska. Sukkah means a lashon of seeing. Soicha ruach hakodesh yiska. Like, sorry, his name was Yiska. Yiska means to see. Sukkah, vatsalaymer yiska. So, what is it? The Rebbe's explaining now. The Yeshiva is explaining. What does it mean? We ask Hashem to spread over us the sukkah of peace. What's a sukkah of peace? Ufroisalena sukkas rachmim chayim b'shal. What does that mean? Ki sukkah vatsalaymer yiska. Because sukkah means to see. Shu lashon tzipia. But it means to see something, to see through everything and to see to the truth. That's what it means, sukkah. Shu inyan ha-behirus ha-mezgala, which is this inyan of seeing the behirus of Hashem Echad, of that first machshava that is shining again when it comes to Shabbos. Shu inyan ha-behirus ha-mezgala. Kedei sha-yideze, by us having a glimpse of that, even though we don't see with our physical eyes, tzaddikim, able to see things we don't see with our physical eyes, but our mazal, our neshama does see this. Our neshama sees something. When you and I are standing there and we're saying the words of Kabbalah Shabbos, and the time comes of Shabbos over here in our place, Woodmere, that enables the neshama to turn around and to see something. Which has to do with when we turn around also by Chadaydi. That we're unable to see something. We're unable to see something, to be soicha, to see. Lashon sipia, shu inyan ha-behius ha-mezgala kedei sha-yidezeh. And when you catch a glimpse of the chasen, when the kala catches a little bit glimpse of the chasen, or like the little boy who was lost, sees a little bit of his father, then he runs to be mizdabek, with the cheshik, to connect to the chasen, to connect to the father. You could have that in mind, even before we get any deeper than this. You could have that in mind when you turn around. We'll see why it's shalom. But first, sukas rachm chayim shalom. Shalom is the bris. Shalom is the reconnection. And when you turn around, you say, boy, be shalom. Ateres bal. Gam be simcha, gam be rina, vitzala. Toich emune, am segula. Boy, chal, boy, chal, boy, Shabbos Malkas. It's unbelievable, the words of l'chadaydi. That's what we're saying. Yishtoikiku on the shalom, say, there's a tremendous yishtoikikus. Veine kol elav yitzap, when the eyes of all that exists, when we stand here and we say those words, we say we say these words of Kabbalah Shabbos, not only are we turning around, but the Jewish people are the ones who turn the eyes of all creation to see this truth of Rosh Hashanah. We are the ones, if not for Am Yisrael, remember, that's Hashem's thought to create the world because of Nishmas and Tzaddikim, because of Amakum, because of Am Yisrael. That's the thought, that's the Machshav of Hashem. And every single Shabbos, we lead the world back to that place of Hashem Echad. We lead the world back. Ve'ene kol elav yitzapu, and all of creation turns with longing. V'sholom hu inyan hiskashvus habrum b'bar yizbar. Sholom ufros aleinu sukkas. Sukkah means to see. Shleimecha shalom means the midah of yisod, means bris, it means chasn and kala coming together. Hiskashvus habrum b'bar yizbar. Cheshek, a longing, hiskashvus b'bar yizbar. Kizeu shleimus v'sholom hakol echad. Shleimus v'sholom hakol echad. Vini nishnikra sukkah. So why is it called sukkah? What does that do with the sukkah? Vini nishnikra sukkah. Shukama yischach. Sheesh by the kavim. This world is like the schach, which is a covering. But the covering of the sukkah is a covering that has in it little cracks, openings through which you could see. So therefore the Yerusha Devarim says, shukama yischach. Sheesh by the kavim. It's like the schach that has little cracks. The goyim don't have that. The goyim live under a ceiling. It's a ceiling. Schach means that there are cracks. Umisnoitzeitz or Hashemesh by derech and the kavim, and the light of the sun is sparkling through the schach, through the little openings of the schach. K'may chayin, so it is. Shabbos l'sufroyis elayne sukas rachm and mechayim v'sholom. Then the whole week we can't see. It's like covered like a ceiling between here, this world, and the other world, between the anafim, the branches, and the root. But then on Shabbos, ufoyis elayne sukas rachm and mechayim v'sholom. Then it's not a ceiling, it's a schach. And then we could see the sparkles of Hashem's aura coming through the schach. Each person, depending on how that person prepares for Shabbos, depending on what Shabbos means to you, depending upon your davening and how you prepare for Shabbos, that's how much you could see of this aura. Le'echad b'nitzayitz katan. For one person, it's only a tiny little opening. Le'achad gadol mizeh. Another person sees more. Le'echad oy gadol. When tzaddikim see a tremendous, tremendous aura. Le'zeh nikra sukkah. And that's why it's called sukkah. So over here, just to read to you the lashon of the Zohar Kaddish that you don't have without the notes. But I'm going to read to you. You want to just read in Lashon HaKodesh. You have it, it's on page Kuf Pei Aleph, and then Tzion Umekaris, around 6 lines down, 5 lines, which says Bo Urei. You see in the brackets? Bo Urei? Yeah? Okay. I guess I should have taken the picture from this, but it would have been too many pages. So. Bo Urei. Tochazi. I'm just reading to you the Lashon of the Zohar HaKodesh. You don't have it. If you want, I can send it to you afterwards. Bo Urei. Rabbi Shimon says, when it's Friday and the candles are lit and Shabbos is coming into our lives, a sukkah of shalom is spread out over the world. Mizu sukkah shalom zu Shabbos. What's the sukkah of shalom? Shabbos. This translates from the Aramaic. On all the ruchas and the storms, and all the shadim, and all the ruchas of tumah, kulam nitmanim b'nechnasim b'ein reichayim shalnekiv tohim rabba. All of them are thrown into the all the way down below what's called tohim rabba, into a place that's away. All the bad stuff. Shrei kevin shemisareres kedusha al ha'olam, because once that tablecloth, the schach of Shabbos is spread out over the world. Ruach HaTumah loy miserevus yitel. The Ruach HaTumah is gone. V'zaboreach melefnei zerubishim. It boreach. The Ruach HaTumah runs away. Hashem's light, the game is over. Hashem's light is now shining through the schach. And all the, like when you open up, you take a rock off, you know, and all the bugs and the, whatever they... They all run. They all disappear. The second that light is there, everything runs away. All the tumah runs away. The second that Hashem's light comes through, all the tumah is bayrachas. It runs away. V'az harlem b'shmira el yayna, and then the world is b'shmira el yayna, a high shmira. V'shamu b'nei esas shabbos. V'leit sarach l'spalil al shmira. Therefore, when we makabel Shabbos, the Zohar says, we don't say the words Shomer es Amu Yisrael lo ad. That's only the weekday davening. We ask Hashem by Marv. Marv is scary. The night is scary. It's dark. All the koyches of tumah at night. We don't. That's so. During the week, we end. We say the bracha before Shemoneh Esrei. We say Shomer Amu Yisrael or Es Amu Yisrael lo ad. Hashem guard us, help us, protect us from all the koyches of tumah. Friday night, we don't say that. Rabbi Shimon says that bracha of Shmoy say Seinu Shoyim Amo Yisrael Lo'ad, that bracha is for the weekday. K'sha'olam Sarach Shmira, because during the week the world needs Shmira. Avu b'Shabbos Nefreses Sukkah Shalom Al Ha'olam, but on Shabbos the Sukkah Shalom, the Schach, is spread over creation. V'nishma b'kol haruchas, and it's guarded from all of these ruchas. They all run away. All the cockroaches disappear. V'afilu rishay ha-gehenim shumim mehem. And even the rishayim and gehenim are safe on Shabbos. It's a b'chai. Even the rishayim and gehenim are not mutchid on Shabbos. They have a break on Shabbos. Even the rishayim and gehenim, they have manuch on Shabbos. All the things that are whatever they're going through there stops on Shabbos. V'akol nimtzoyim b'shalom. So even in gehenim they're shalom. Shalom. By the Elyonim and by the Tachtainim. L'chein b'kiddush hayoyim. And therefore, when we bring in the day of Shabbos, Rabbi Shimon says, Mevarachim, ha'poirei sukkah shorm aleinu al kolam ha'Yisrael v'al Yerushalayim. Ha'poirei sukkah shorm aleinu v'al kol am ha'Yisrael v'al Yerushalayim. Loma al Yerushalayim. So Rabbi Shimon is Loma al Yerushalayim. Elazau modu shel oisa sukkah. That's the headquarters of the sukkah in this world, is Yerushalayim. Sukkas David, Yerushalayim, is Hamikdash. That's the headquarters. Vitzarach lezamen is oisa sukkah. Therefore, we have to prepare and invite and evoke. Invoke? Which word? Evoke or invoke? To call, like to call over. Whatever.
Invoke.
Call over, no. I have to say fancy words. I feel guilty. My father spent so much money. I don't remember any of that. But Sarach Lazaman is Oyza Sukkah, Shanifra Sar Lena Velishra is Imanu. And we bring in that Sukkah into our lives and to be with us, and Lishra is Imanu, to be with us. Liya is Magina Lena, it protects us. K'may Eim Hashashar Al Haban, like a mother that's hovering over her little ones, her children. That's Shabbos. L'chein loy parched imikol aruchas. Therefore, on Shabbos, we're not afraid. Loy parched imikol aruchas. Nothing to be afraid, Shabbos. Imikol aruchas. L'chein ha'parei sukkah shalom aleinu. Bo'orei, Rabbi Shimon says. Come and see. B'shor sh'yishol mavarchim u'mazminim es sukkas ha'shalom. At that time, on Friday night, when Yisrael, when Jews are making this bracha, and we're inviting, we're drawing into the world this sukkah hashalom, this sukkah of Hashem's light, es ha'orachas hakadosh, the holy guest of Shabbos. Vayimim ha'pare sukkah hashalom, oz kedusha al yoyna yoredes, then kedusha al yoyna. Tremendous kedusha is revealed in yoredes. Upareses knafeha al Yisrael, and spreads her wings over Yisrael. Umachasa oisam kmo emal habanim, and covers us like a mother that's protecting her children. Mecholaminim haroim miskansim meha'olam, and all the bad koiches are miskansim meha'olam. They're stuffed away someplace. Yisrael yoishrim tachas kedushas ribanim. Like in the sukkah, Yisrael sits tachas kedushas ribanim on Shabbos. V'oz sukkas hasholom hazu neisenis neshomos chadoshas lubanel. And then through that sukkah, remember the cracks in the schach, and our being able to turn and face that or of the machshava of creation that's now again happening, there are new neshomos. Rabbi Shimon says neisenis neshomos chadoshas lubanel. We have, on Shabbos, we receive Neshami Yisera, Nu Neshamas. Nishmosen, what's in the Kagavna? Chadetin. Nishmosen Chadetin. It's not Stam, a nice thing. You have a spiritual lift. We're not talking here about some rabbi's sermon, you understand? It's Nishmosen Chadetin. Nishmosen Chadetin Mamash. That when we turn and we face Kiryochel, I mean, that or is Nishmosen Chadetin. Because the neshamas come from there, from the Kisei HaKov. From the Kisei HaKov, that's where the neshamas come from, Tachas Kisei HaKov. It's my neshama, it's your neshama, but it's neshamas chadosh, it's with the hischalsh, it's an ayin neshama. The kevin sheshoira upereses knafer al banar, and when she comes, when the shechin is reunited, the kal and the chasim, and the wings are spread over her children, Marika neshamas chadoshas akol echad ve'echad. These neshamas chadit and these new neshamas are spilled upon, are poured upon every single Jew. The neshamas chadit are poured upon each and every one of us. Neshamas chadit, and that's the whole. That's the whole thing of Shabbos. We're going to try to, Mr. Shem, to end our limud in Yosh Devamos. Maybe we'll learn a little bit, a drop extra about just to mention how this connects to the Sudas. The Suda's going to get too much later, but to talk a little bit about next week, he's going to talk about the Lamed Tes Melachos and about the Suda's. So, Mitzvah will continue next week.